Well, according to the USDA, so far 1% of Michigan's corn for grain and 2% of the state's soybeans have been harvested. Joining me now, Ben Hoyt with Specialty Hybrids. He's based out of Calhoun County. And Ben, has harvest started in your area yet?
Yeah, I don't see anything as far as corn or beans being ran in our area. And it looks like we're probably 2 weeks out on corn and probably a week on beans.
Ben, I would imagine between the late start to planting in the spring, the heat and drought stress that we saw early in the summer, and the smoke cover from the Canadian wildfires, that all three have kind of contributed to this late start to harvest. Right, Ben?
I think you hit the nail right on the head. I think all three of those have put us in uncharted waters on maturity. You know, you see an uneven maturity even through the drought and field by field.
Ben, have the soybeans in and around Calhoun County been impacted by either sudden death syndrome or white mold?
Yeah, there's probably more talk about sudden death syndrome and beans this year than there has been, but it seems like it's been progressing more and more every year. And I think companies are starting to look at breeding for that disease specifically, like they are tar spot and corn.
Once again, Ben Hoyt with Specialty Hybrids, based out of Calhoun County. You can hear more of our conversation at MichiganAgToday.com.